Hey Nation, we are celebrating the release of Uncharted 3 next week.
And Halloween.
Huh?
Oh, I thought you were going to say we're celebrating Halloween.
Yeah. Huh? You forgot Halloween.
Well, I'm not celebrating Halloween.
Yeah, I fuck Halloween. I hate Halloween.
I like the spirit of Halloween, but nothing really ever happens on Halloween. When something does happen, it's pretty cool. Nation, if you're having stuff happen for Halloween, invite me. I'll come.
You will.
Make sure it's local.
Make sure it's local.
But with that, we are celebrating the release of Uncharted 3, specifically, this week. We're going to take a look at the series so far and what it's meant to us. I am Javi Rodriguez, host of your show. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Yo, yo, yo.
Dylan
yo.
Roush.
Hello.
And Gabe, the intern, the totally unpaid intern, Philbin.
And my axe.
Thought you were gonna be like,
that was your perfect chance right there.
No, you know what? Gabe brings the gold every week.
He set you up last on the list, and you couldn't. God, you're fired.
And my axe is old news, Ryan.
You're getting you get paid a pension that is 10%.
Ryan, 10% I never repeat of your jokes. Current salary. I'm way above that.
To be fair, it is very 2001.
Yeah. Space Oddity. Odyssey.
Space Oddity.
Space Oddity.
Gabe is the star baby at the end of the movie.
Star Gaby.
Thank God.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Thank God this didn't just get weird.
Thank God, right?
He's trapped in a bubble going through space, and he just saw game over.
So Uncharted Drake's Fortune, guys. Dun. Remember that game? Remember that game on the PlayStation?
Actually, I never had that game.
Well, I missed out.
Is it just me and Javi?
I guess.
Yeah,
so.
I think so. I had it.
You know, this
so
is
Javi,
a game.
What'd you think about the game?
I played it too.
Well, Ryan, what did you think about the game?
I thought it was very green.
It was so green.
I thought there was a lot of green.
Of all the green, it was the most.
It was
green.
Yeah,
it
money.
Was definitely the most green.
There was
the brown.
There was that sweet section with the fucking
with the stone.
The purple had like purple stone. That was kind of sweet.
Yeah, and then zombies and El Dorado.
So we traded brown and bloom for green and gray.
It had the goddamn Dorado.
Yeah.
Goddamn Dorado.
Goddamn Dorado, guys.
It had the damn Dodge Durango.
Held the god Durango. Canyonero.
Oh, fuck. This guy on the Rangers just
obliterated
his ankle.
Shut up.
This is a
Wait,
joint
which one?
Uncharted. Albert Pujols is smashing the Rangers.
No, he's
podcast.
Not. They're losing right now.
Shh.
Cardinals are losing. Okay, wait. So I'm trying to remember now. So was the first one, the first Uncharted, the one
that was green?
It was on
right.
the island.
But was that the one where you suddenly found the guys and like you started getting attacked by the weird gray-looking guys in the hallway? And
it they were fucking crazy monkey vampires.
Yeah.
Full,
okay.
Wait.
So that was
full
the first
spoilers,
game.
By the way. Full spoilers.
Yeah.
Full
on
spoilers. Yeah.
If you haven't played Uncharted, Drake's Fortune, go.
If
then
you haven't
you
played
deserve
Uncharted 2, we're gonna spoil the shit. I'm about to spoil the shit out of 2.
Yeah, take a dump on your ass.
So number 2 was they had the big purple monkey men.
Yeah, the Smurfs.
Okay.
Yeah.
If Smurfs were real, they'd be super muscular.
Yeah, and they just ate all this syrup for generations.
Yeah, they ate the syrupy rock.
You know what didn't make sense about Uncharted 2 Smurf syrup?
It's
dude?
Basically Canada.
They grew
up eating syrup.
What's the deal? Okay, yeah, they're totally crazy monsters.
They're totally Canadians.
I can dig that, or I can understand that. But why? What compels these seemingly mindless creatures to dress up like Yetis, first of all, and try to keep their identities as crazy Yetis instead of just killing you?
Because they're guardians, yo.
They want
to scare you. Because being a giant purple man isn't scary enough. They want to put their bodies in fur and horns.
No, it's cold outside, and you have to warm up.
Yeah, that was just covering.
Their coat just happens to look like the Yeti.
That's
just their Armani jacket. But back to Drake's Fortune.
They killed the Yeti, and they use every part of the Yeti. So they had.
If Drake was part of PETA, he wouldn't be scared.
Yeah.
He would have
thrown paint at him. We were on the same page. There you go.
These Smurfs only dress in the highest quality Shambhala fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Join PETA. Don't worry about Yetis.
Do it.
Okay, so... Uncharted.
Drake's fortune.
So Drake's fortune, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are upset that it was so green.
I never said I was upset.
You guys were.
I just green stated upset. A fact.
You know, you guys... Oh, God, the green one. That's the shitty green game, right? Fucking green.
Yeah, I never no said... I like green.
I right. heard it.
Green reminds me of money and my bathroom.
And Uncharted.
Okay.
Okay, so what about it?
But this came at a time when Gears of War was all the rage, you know.
Like, yeah.
This is at a time when the Unreal Engine, with all its grayosity, you know, was what was popular. All that gritty, grimy kind of look for everything. So,
yeah, but that's not the engine. That was just the design of the time. God.
What? Hey.
No, it's the engine's fault.
Ryan?
It's not the engine.
Ryan, let me...
Yes, it is.
I'm going to take a shit on your parade. Because that's what was happening at the time. Remember Unreal Tournament 4, 2004, 2007?
Do I? It was a total disappointment.
Well, remember how... one colored it was.
I'm not saying that the games weren't gray. I'm saying it wasn't the engine that made them gray.
Well,
but everyone that used the engine.
Everyone that used it, yeah. Thank you,
Gabe.
It's
their fault.
Thank you, Gabe.
It's not the engine's fault.
It's just what people were doing.
You know, I'm blaming the engine. I'm going to throw it all on it.
Place blame in the proper place.
The blame is in the people that
on the engine.
Yeah, people that used that engine at the time used it
for Mass Effect. Mass Effect didn't use that.
Yeah. Will you use it for good, or will you use it for awesome?
They used it for poopy.
That's right. And so, Uncharted was the polar opposite. They cranked the saturation up to 11, if you will. Unfortunately, they only had 3 colors, but...
They were all at 11.
They were all at 11.
It was only 3 bleeding. Up in this bitch.
Even how pretty it was. I still remember that... Gabe is probably the only one that will remember this part, but yeah. Remember after that giant section where you have to fight all these fucking guys a million times until you
oh
can...
you mean the,
wait
you
the
mean
oh
Uncharted.
The entire game
yeah but until you can get the map out of your crashed plane that's up in that tree and remember just after that you walk out along the cliff and you can see the water and the sunset like reflecting off the water and it's just fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, like, oh, I actually do remember that because like that was the part that eventually like pissed me off because like I didn't like the way you aim the stick was a little foreign to me because it seemed like it was kind of like super four directional, like, oh, I'm going left, point it left.
Uh-huh.
But you actually had to like point diagonally there for the first time, like climbing up that big rock wall, and kept missing.
Yeah, so you're talking about where you swing on that fucking rope and you have to let go at the right time and you just fall over
yeah,
and
you because you had to hit like up and right you couldn't
yeah.
just hit right
no that was just... yeah that happened no, well, to everybody
there was it was around there was a I think it was jumping from stones or something in that area where I missed a couple of things stupidly because of that. Yeah, I know which the rope part was towards the end, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
it was like the last jump on that wall, but god
yeah,
damn.
Yeah, that, oh my god, I sat there forever, like, why won't it fucking work? I'm gonna...
It's so pathetic, too, because Drake just misses the jump and then turns into a rag doll. It's all... goes all black and white. It's like, fuck.
Whenever I think about, like, Drake falling or someone falling, I just think about that part in Uncharted 2 where he's robbing the bank and he doesn't want to kill anyone, but then he throws someone off the top story of the museum.
He survives.
Into his watery grave.
He survives. That was
he
a
landed
great
on
joke.
Rocks.
No, the dude is swimming, though. If you, like, look down... Sorry, I'm spoiling this awesome part, but no.
Elena
yeah,
dies.
You really? Can see him swimming.
That's why she's that. In the what? Trailers for the third one.
I love that... when you're sitting there on the edge of the building and Flynn's like, there's a guy above you, there's a guy above you, and then you pull him off and he goes falling down. He's like, there's a guy below you.
Are we going to talk about Drake's fortune or Among Thieves?
I know, well...
we're back on Drake's fortune.
Yeah,
the goddamn Durango.
El goddamn Dorado.
No, that's dude, how, I guess. Drake's fortune is really
How about Dave cool. Navarro as a villain?
Are you joking with me?
Navarro was the villain, and he looked exactly like Dave Navarro.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. God. I am. All right, so that game...
Fighting crappy music.
I would argue that Drake's Fortune was the only game worth... that was great on the PS3 at the time. You know, like, Heavenly Sword was, from what I heard, was super short and kind of lackluster.
Sir.
Yes?
Did you try Warhawk?
I did.
I loved that game.
Warhawk was... I enjoyed it, but it is an acquired taste.
Well, I thought Warhawk came out in... Oh, wait.
That game is totally mediocre.
When did Warhawk come out?
What?
When did Warhawk come out?
I don't know. I just know... I played Warhawk before I played Uncharted, but I played Uncharted late. And I actually didn't even buy it. I borrowed it from a friend, and then he never wanted it back, so...
Wow.
That's cool.
Motherfucker.
Take that, sucker.
Hey, Ryan's friend, if you're listening to this show, turn it off.
I still talk to Kyle. Kyle knows where I live.
Kyle. Oh, I know Kyle.
I know Kyle.
I don't know anyone named Kyle.
Kyle. Kyle. Yes, you do.
Yeah, so, you know.
Kyle. Yeah.
I have a lot of exciting games. I mean, a lot of stories to tell about this game.
Do
like
you?
How I didn't buy it at the store.
And then you didn't play it at home.
Yeah, exactly. I was at Walmart and I saw it. And I didn't buy it. Or that time I was at GameStop and the same thing happened. Sorry.
Dick. Fuck you.
But it was Uncharted. Well, the game had was like trophies before trophies existed. It was groundbreaking.
I remember, because I was always I was a Nintendo fanboy.
Oh, yeah, when
boy.
I played it, that's the other thing. Trophies had been patched in, so I got all the trophies.
I was happy to play through it again, because there were such few games with trophies that I was like, oh, yeah, I get to play through this again.
Or to say I got all the would be incorrect. I got trophies. How about that?
Yeah, that's
I got some trophies.
That's right. You did not beat that game on Crushing.
That's okay.
That's fucking hard.
I beat Uncharted 2 on Crushing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, that's Uncharted. Great. Uncharted 2 on Crushing's easy, man. Compared to the first one.
It's not easy.
Fuck you, Lazarevich was a bitch.
Dude, yeah, it's not that hard.
You think you can stop me? How many times I had to hear that?
A lot.
No, dude, try Uncharted 1 on Crushing, man. You'll want to break your face. And
the guys never die.
Why do I want to break my face?
Because it's so hard.
You probably heard that as many times as I heard, I'm tired of your readings in Star Wars War or Transformers War for Cybertron.
That game sucked, dude.
That game was awesome.
Yeah, that game was
that
bad.
That game was the tits.
I didn't even finish it, and then I tried to play it again because I'm like, maybe it's just really terrible. Maybe it's just the co-op.
Awesome.
It's so me, Dylan.
Ryan, did you play the
it's
co-op
so mediocre.
At all?
Yes, that's the only
I played
way
co-op all the way through.
The co-op
and it
sucks. The single player is pretty cool.
No, you guys are so wrong.
It all sucks.
No,
it's kind of shitty, but the single player.
Why was the co-op shitty?
Because we kept dying and it sucked.
Sharing ammo.
You guys are just need to be better at it. That's all there is to it.
No, we need to not share ammo so Javi can't hog it all.
What the fuck are you fucking putting on me, man? I wasn't doing it. I was doing so many cool melee kills. I was all like, vehicle mode.
He was doing all sorts of cool melee kills with full ammo.
I ain't scared.
I was playing Megatron, and I don't think I had ammo once.
You need to be faster on your toes, Megatron. Me and Gabe were holding down the fort like no one's business.
Yeah,
we're all like jumping in face first and dying.
Exactly.
And then going back to the checkpoint.
That's right.
Dying.
Yeah.
It's sad. I beat that game, but I couldn't beat it with you guys.
Nah, because you're not good enough. You're not cool enough.
That's cool, I guess.
That's cool, I guess.
Yeah, right, so, basically what I just heard was co-op in that game sucked because we're not very good. That's exactly what I just heard.
See, I already beat that game.
Yeah.
It's their fault. So they are the common denominator.
Fuck you.
We are the common denominator.
Did you see how awful I got? I knew I'd find a way for Transformers to hijack this podcast.
Yeah,
it's kind of like how Spider-Man used to hijack the podcast. Except this is Transformers, and therefore not as cool.
Spider-Man.
And we got a Spider-Man reference.
They're robots.
What?
They're robots in disguise. It's way cooler.
They're more than meets the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of more than meets the eyes, how about Uncharted 2 Among Thieves? Because
It had multiplayer.
Are we done talking about Drake's Fortune?
I mean, does anybody have something they want to say about
it? No, because I never played
the final boss was really dumb. Really, really, really dumb.
It wasn't really a final boss. It was just like, figure out how to do this quick time event correctly and just keep failing until you do.
Wait, it's a quick time event?
Yeah, you run up to Navarro. Actually, oh no, he's shooting at you. Yeah, he's shooting behind these fucking boxes. And then you just run at him and punch him once and then do the quick time event. Yep. But that whole sequence on crushing makes you want to tear your hair out because you have to do it absolutely perfect. Like, absolutely perfect.
Does
not
it kill
one...
you in one hit?
Well, I'm talking about that whole sequence, like in the, like when the helicopter crashes and you're on that boat, because every bullet counts and you have to kill everyone. You can't get by without killing everybody on the boat.
Oh
and
my God.
You run out of ammo and then you just kind of have to die, and the boxes you're hiding behind disintegrate within like 3 seconds.
And then
I
they
came
throw
on
grenades
crushing so
and
hard.
You die.
Yeah. So hard. Fuck.
And it still had like the quick time events that would come out of nowhere, so you'd be like walking from one stage to another, and then Triangle would pop out of nowhere, and you'd like, pick up the controller and try to hit it, but you die.
Yeah. Shit is retarded as fuck, man. Fuck.
Oh, okay.
But with that said, Uncharted 1, that game was seriously, it had so many issues, but goddamn, I think it was like an amazing first step for, you know, Naughty Dog. PS3. You know, I think it was the best game on the PS3 when it came out.
Dude, what about Lair?
Oh, what was I thinking? It was the tits, son. That was a Factor 5 swan song.
To be fair, Lair got patched, so you don't have to use the motion controls anymore.
Factor 4.9, 4.5, or whatever it was.
That's awesome. Yeah. But yeah, I guess...
Uncharted 2.
Uncharted
well, okay, wait, just real quick and close, like, Uncharted 1, like, that was, what, the, at the time at least, definitely, like, the best game that had come out for the PS3.
Yeah.
And actually showed off what the PS3 can do. I think it did a lot for the system as a whole.
Well, I don't know if it was the best game. I think Tools of Destruction was a little better.
Ooh, that's
it was definitely
that's
the best
arguable.
Looking game.
Yeah, best looking game.
It was definitely
game,
the best looking game. It showed what the system could do.
Yeah, I think Uncharted was definitely was better so... looking than Ratchet.
That was so. Yeah. That was what it was so held in such high regard for. Was just like, look at what we can do with the system.
No, and that game was on display forever at Walmart and stuff. Like even well after it was like a year old, you just see people like staring at it, like, "Whoa, what is that?"
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But I don't know, man. That game. That game had a lot of issues, and I think.
The biggest issue, that sucks, the
six-axis stuff, but I think the biggest problem was that it was a shooting gallery for so long, and just waves of enemies would just keep coming in, and you could tell it was just, like, padding to lengthen the game, make it longer, but not funner. And
yeah, there comes a point where you'd be sitting behind cover or whatever, and you're shooting, and it's not like, it's not getting any harder. Uh-huh. Like it's not getting more difficult. You're just running out of ammo, and it's just getting tedious. You know,
exactly.
Like this is here just to be here.
And God, man, it's so like when you can like tell that you've just wiped out a room. Like you have one guy left, and you kill him, and then the music just picks up again, and eight guys come out of everywhere.
And you're like, what?
You're like, oh God, what is this?
Yeah, like this thing has run its natural course and come to its natural conclusion. Except, oh, what's this?
It's still going. Yeah, and it does that constantly throughout the whole fucking game, and so that was its biggest problem, for sure. And I think Uncharted 2 totally took care of that until
the end.
The end just fell. They slipped right back into their old ways. Yeah. I think after the ice cave, when you're in Tenzin's, like city with all the where everything's going crazy. Like from that point on, the game goes back to its old ways, and it's like, yeah. Fuck, man, I'm so sick of killing people.
You know, right after you get out of the ice cave.
Yeah,
it's just
the rest of the game. It goes so full retard. Fucking good. Yeah, it goes full retard.
You never go full retard.
Nope.
Never.
But that aside, though, I think, and I said this when it came out, when we did the very first Gova rated, and I still stand by my opinion to this day. I think Uncharted 2 is my favorite, and I would argue that it's one of the best, if not the best, game to come out this generation. And I think it's such a solid fucking package. It's polished as you can fucking get. Like,
I
you
do
don't
have
get...
that one gripe, though. There's the one gripe. Remember in the first game, when you run, the back of Drake's shirt.
No, that was my gripe. That was my gripe. I pointed that out to you.
Yeah, you told me about that. Now it pisses me off.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's so
I'm
stupid.
I'm more upset about the cameraman. Like, why was he there?
Yeah, I mean, so subtle little things. Like Jeff. He ruined the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that game is a 10. If the cameraman's not
there. I forgot about the cameraman.
Jeff the cameraman.
Harris Foster. I love that. Oh my god,
it's
that made me laugh.
Super duper fan Harris Foster.
That made me laugh so hard when Harris is like, dude, check out my avatar. His avatar on the PSN is Jeff. I was like, yes! Oh god, so good. But, yeah.
Wait, for those of you who don't know, Harris Foster, one of our fans, or so super duper
super
fan,
duper fan Harris Foster,
was on our
Lopez.
Was on our animated review of Uncharted 2, and his number one complaint was the cameraman. Why is he there?
Yep. And I asked him, I'm like, so if Jeff wasn't in there at all, this game would be perfect. And he's like, yeah. He was serious. He wasn't joking.
I wonder what his complaint this year will be.
I know.
There's probably going to be two cameramen.
He's going to be like, why isn't there a cameraman?
Why is Nathan Drake there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In all seriousness, I had a serious connection to Uncharted 2. I mean, I still play it to this day and fucking love that game.
That's what taught you what chivalry meant.
Huh?
That's what taught you what chivalry was.
Yeah, I didn't know what chivalry was.
Yeah.
I thought it was dead.
And then thanks to chivalry and him learning that word, it led us into a conversation which let him learn what punctual means.
It led him learn.
It led him to learn.
Yeah. Because Aladdin didn't do the trick. Because I heard punctual in Aladdin, and I was like,
so he knew
huh.
the word existed, he just didn't know what it meant.
Yeah. Punctual. Huh? Fucking like okay from that exchange in Aladdin, how would you possibly get the definition for the word? You wouldn't, and that's the only time I've ever heard the word. I'm like, you're like, it means on time. I'm like, oh, well, how am I gonna get that out of Aladdin saying that? Fuck that.
It's Aladdin's fault. It's all Aladdin's fault.
Uncharted.
Yeah, and granted, I should point out that this punctual card, this was like 2 weeks ago that he learned this.
What?
Because he said the word, and then he gave me his definition for it. I was like, wait, what? He's like, yeah. I was like, Javi, that's not what that word means.
Yeah, it does.
He's like, what does it mean?
Well, that was chivalrous, wasn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, well, on my part,
no,
for letting you know privately.
Yeah,
and then now calling you out publicly kind of takes away from that. But
yeah, God, I thought you were all punctual about it, but you're not.
So Uncharted 2.
Yeah, how about that game?
That's my and see the funny thing about that is like that's one of my biggest fears is like using a word in a group of people and being completely wrong to its meaning.
And then so you fucking rub it in my face.
I don't do it is the thing. What I do
you just
is
did.
I will either not say it, I'll use a different word, or I will go somewhere and look it up and then come back.
Yeah, but when you're like with your friend on Skype, you think you can confide in him without him telling hundreds of people.
You were wrong, sir.
I'm sorry, Nation. I'm sorry that your co-host is such a douchebag.
Ghost was right about you, man.
Yeah.
I know. Ghost has been right all along.
Yep.
Damn.
Fuck, man. Uncharted 2. Okay, so everybody knows I'm incredibly fond about this game. What do you guys want to say about it?
I love it.
It was the first game I played multiplayer with you guys.
And you didn't like it.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy, but I kept playing it.
Imagine them as giant humanoid robots. And the maps are just really, really big, but they look small.
That's an ongoing joke. Because Ryan's a huge fan of mechs, and his complaint about Uncharted 2 is that they move too slowly. And I'm like, well, just imagine they're robots. They're mechs. They move at the perfect pace.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Did it work?
You should just like duct tape.
He played with us a couple times after we said that, so I guess it kind of.
Yeah, I've played it. I never hated it.
To be fair, I've never played Uncharted with you, Ryan.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think I played once for like 10 minutes with you. I don't remember playing an extensive thing with you.
No, we've played multiplayer. We've had multiplayer nights that I've been a part of. I know
I haven't been there because I work.
No. I've definitely played more than 10 minutes with.
Well, that must have been like when Game Over. It wasn't even Game Over Nation yet. That was like fucking forever ago, man. That was like 3 years ago.
It's been a while, yes. But yeah.
Gabe was still an infant.
Yeah. Yeah, like that was like when I first started listening to the podcast.
Yeah, in his crib, in his womb.
His mom would just hold the speaker up to her womb.
That's right.
Her belly.
My mom put an earbud in her belly.
He'd be like, Gova!
Don't say that, Gabe. Don't say that.
But it makes sense.
So yeah, Uncharted 2.
Uncharted
2. God
damn. I love it. I put so much time into it.
Did we even talk about the game, or just like, about you not
really
being able to read?
What the fuck? Who said I couldn't read?
That's what I got out of it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Alright, well, Uncharted 2, I thought the campaign was really cool.
Campaign.
Even if it was like kind of a repeat of the last one.
I disagree with that.
I don't think it was a repeat till towards the end. When I say repeat, I'm talking about just the fucking
the twist
sponge tons of guys. Like at the end, they started doing that again.
You know what, though? I would argue that's not, like, other than that minute connection that, oh, at the end, there's some mystical twist. You know, that's all you have, like, against, like, you can say Uncharted 2 is Uncharted 1 all over again, which
no, it's not.
Infuriates
steal
me
shit.
That, you're trying it infuriates
to
steal me that, oh, yeah,
I don't
sure,
think
but that's
like,
that's like being mad at Indiana Jones for being
it's
a treasure
same,
hunter.
It's the same formula.
I didn't have a problem with the story, and I didn't have a problem with the mystical shit.
I didn't have a problem with it.
The only problem I had, again, was, like, at the back parts, I guess probably the back quarter of that game, again turned into the filler, here's a million guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the last quarter, because it's pretty much near the tail end at that point, but
yes,
yeah, it does get that bad.
Sixth.
Yeah, it definitely started when you were, I guess, I can see it.
It's literally right after you get out of the ice
cave. Yeah, you get out of the ice cave.
You go back into Tenden's village.
Tenzin.
Tenden.
Okay. And then you're in that fucking temple area forever, and then you finally get to Shambhala on it, and it's okay.
Shambhala!
Yeah.
That temple area is the worst. I think that temple area is, like, by far, like, that's the game at its lowest, yeah. For sure.
Oh, like, right before you find Shambhala?
Yeah, when there's all these fucking Tony Starks everywhere, and
oh,
there's
yeah.
just assholes just coming out of every orifice.
Yeah, Tony Starks and Jeff Bridges and...
I love this suit!
As soon as, if you aren't aware, we refer to the giant assholes in Uncharted as Tony Stark.
Tony
or Jeff
Starks.
Bridges.
Yep. And the guys with the shotguns, with the armor, they're mini Tonys.
Yeah.
That's right. And if you play Uncharted 3 with us, we'll probably refer to people like that as well.
By the way, just real quick, the St. Louis Cardinals have completely forgotten how to catch a fly ball. I think I've seen them drop 2 in this game. They're professional athletes! They're dropping fly balls!
That's cool.
How many errors do they have now?
I'll tell you when they show it again.
To be honest, they probably know we're recording this and they're really busy.
Yeah, they're really distracted. Like, they're like, oh, I can't wait for it to hit the fucking airwaves, man.
I know.
They're all in the dugout hitting refresh on iTunes.
I can't catch this ball. I wonder if you see what Javi says about Drake.
That's probably it.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Yep. Actually, okay, Uncharted 2, I remember, like, the first night getting it. I remember popping it in.
Three errors, by the way.
What?
Three errors.
Who cares about baseball?
Dude, Uncharted. Shut up.
It's the World Series. Him. It's the World Series. Shut up.
Yeah, this is Uncharted 2.
This is Uncharted 2.
Oh, shit. This carry on. Business.
Yeah. But I remember taking the game home, putting it in, and, like, I like to show people games. Like, that's, like, one of my favorite things to do is showcase a game to somebody. And so, and, like, I like to do it, like, my brother would come in every once in a while, and, you know, I'd try to show him some games, but he'd always let me down. I'd put it in, and, like, within 30 seconds, he'd be like, huh, okay, and then he'll just walk off. Or he'll start texting immediately and not look at the TV and just space out, and I would get pissed off. But it says a lot that Uncharted 2 was so cinematic and so polished and so, like, enthralling right from the fucking get-go, when you wake up in the train and you fall out, and then it goes to that flashback with Flynn and Chloe and all that, and it's just acted so well that my brother was just staring at the TV like a movie. He was totally into it from the get-go, and he watched me play the game for a good hour and a half straight, and, you know, and it was, I was like, wow, he's still here. Wow, he's still here, you know, the whole time. I thought that was great. And that's a great example of, you know, that Naughty Dog did their shit right, you know. It's really hard for a video game to pull in non-gamers that way. So that was cool.
Yeah, I love the opening.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and it's easy to forget. I mean, it's crazy. It's only been one game that's done this, but, like, you look at Uncharted 1, there's none of that crazy cinematic shit going on in Uncharted.
I mean, there was a submarine in the middle of an island.
Yeah, but no, I mean, but it's not like the submarine.
A Nazi submarine.
It's not like you're playing when the submarine explodes. I mean, you look at Uncharted 2, you're on the train as it's falling apart, you know, or as it's riding along. You're inside the hotel as it's falling over. You're in the building, you know. There's just so much crazy shit that's awesome. And you look at Uncharted 3 and you're like, oh, yeah, that's expected. That's what Uncharted's all about. But no, not really. Like, Uncharted 1 didn't have any of that at all. But you don't even remember that. It's interesting.
Moral of the story, Uncharted 2 is awesome.
It's so awesome.
The multiplayer is so cool.
So, yeah, do you guys have anything else you want to say about Uncharted 2?
No. I don't know.
Needs more mechs.
No, I liked the game. I wasn't crazy about the multiplayer. That co-op stuff was kind of fun.
Fucking right it was.
Oh god, I remember that time we tried to play co-op and both our games started to glitch out like crazy? The guys would just fucking fall through the floor.
That was so funny. Look, I just fell, like, through the floor completely, and then guys were spawning underneath the floor and shooting up at Gabe through the floor. It was amazing. And I couldn't respawn for some reason. Or I kept respawning and I would just fall. That was fucking weird.
Yeah.
That was Ray's internet. That's what that was.
Was that even like... Yeah. No, like, that wasn't even when we... Really? Were at Ray's. Yeah, that was before that.
Oh, shit.
Whatever. Huh. That's right. Another story for another thing.
Another day. All right, well, anyways, Uncharted 3 comes out on Tuesday, and it's gotten perfect 10s from a lot of you know, sites and editorial places. So IGN gave it a 10. Destructoid gave it a 10. I think GamePro gave it a 10. Like, a bunch of, like, big websites gave it a perfect 10. And it, from the articles that I've read, especially Destructoid's, like, it sounds like what I would have said about Uncharted 2. Like, they're saying, like, this game, you know, really makes you care about the characters and about what's going on, and, like, the multiplayer is solid and fun.
And this was Destructoid who said this?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually want to go read their review, because one of their editors was bitching about Greg's review.
Really?
On Twitter. Yeah, he was like, oh, IGN shows exactly how not to review a game. And so I read Greg's review, and yeah, it sounded, I mean, yeah, he was really excited, you know?
Yep.
Which was clear, but I don't think there was anything wrong with it. Like, I think it was a fine review. Greg has always been one to talk about how he feels about it, like, how he feels while playing a game, and it was a Greg Miller review. I didn't have a problem with it. Like I thought it was a fine.
No problem.
I mean, so if you're gonna,
I want to go read theirs just so I can see why they would bitch about it. Like,
well, I don't know if that's if the guy that wrote the Uncharted review is the one that said that, but
yeah. Do you know who wrote the review?
No, but that review, I read it all the way through, and it was eloquent. It was really
it was Jason Shearer. Like that's the guy who was griping about it, but I don't know if he wrote the Uncharted review or not.
Maybe I thought the guy reviewed it was this page over there. Yeah. Oh, Metacritic, Uncharted has 15.
Look who Destructoid, yeah. Who reviewed for Destructoid.
Chad Consenmo.
Okay, no, that's not the guy who was great.
Well, that review is very well written, I thought, and I was like, yeah, that's what, like, all the things he says in that about, like, how he feels about
that
it.
Guy doesn't work
my
for
God.
Destructoid. I'm gonna have to go look.
look how
sure I got the
detailed that is.
Are you sending a picture from Uncharted?
No, he's sending the review.
No,
he's sending a picture.
It's an image.
Yeah,
from
the review. See, like that's fucking awesome.
I don't know. Don't look at me. I'm not.
There's your header. There's your header for the goddamn podcast.
Yes, sir. All right, but yeah, I mean, so Uncharted 3 is getting amazing reviews across the board. Everybody's going crazy about it. I played a lot of the beta.
See, like, I didn't dig the multiplayer in number 3 from what I've played so far as much as I liked it in 2.
And I'm right there with you.
I liked it just as much.
Me and Dylan had a talk about different kind of multiplayer styles, and he was talking about, you know, Team Fortress 2 and how you can switch to a different class or blah blah blah. And I'm like, yeah, but Uncharted 3 is kind of trying to do that with your different loadouts, and I don't think that's what I want from Uncharted. Like, that's what I loved about the second one, is that everybody's on an equal playing field from the get-go. Yeah. Everyone has an AK and a pistol, period. And if
and it's just who's better.
Who's better, yeah. And the game felt faster. Whether or not it actually is, I don't care. It just felt better. It was buttery smooth, and, like, you can fucking blind fire so much better and easier, and it was so much more satisfying.
See,
I don't give a shit.
Okay, wait.
Blind firing in the second one.
I wanna correct myself real quick. It was not Destructoid, I apologize. It was Wired.
Ah. Well, no one cares about Wire. That's a PC mag. PC fags. But, yes. Yeah, so, I mean, Uncharted 3's multiplayer is different. I won't say it's better or worse, but I like 2 better, for sure.
It's a different style.
It's definitely different.
That's why I like them both equally.
That makes me sad, because I like 2 a lot.
No, there's definitely going to be a mode like 2 and 3.
What do you mean? There's definitely gonna be a mode like two,
like AKs
up.
Only.
Everyone starts with the same weapon.
I don't know, but even so, like, I think the sprinting mechanic, like,
it doesn't really do anything.
Buttons. In the end, the sprinting feels like it slows down the rest of everything, you know, because you have to take a second to stop sprinting, and I don't know.
I never used sprinting in the beta. It was just kind of like, I don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought people soaked up way too much damage before you died.
They changed that.
Did they?
Yeah.
I haven't played it in like 2 weeks, so.
What happened was they released the original beta, which is what we played when I was in Seattle, and I had a lot of fun with that, actually. And then when they released the Subway beta, they switched it and gave everybody more health, and then everybody got pissed, and they just changed it back. So.
Okay. Maybe I'll like it more then when I play it again, because I thought that it was ridiculous how much damage people were soaking up, and then I'd be like...
Yeah, it would take forever to kill people, and just... I don't know, it just feels like the weapons are harder to be accurate with. It's harder to keep your reticle on somebody when they're running past you. I don't know. It's just... It doesn't feel the same, I guess. And
because it's different.
No shit.
That's why it doesn't feel the same, Bobby.
Really? Oh! Thank you for clearing that up, intern!
Dude, don't be so punctual about it.
I laughed.
Punctual!
Yeah, really. You're being a real punctual hole about it.
You're being a punch hole.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
Chivalry is dead, Dylan.
That one didn't sit right with me.
Nope.
That being said,
as a punctual person, I'm offended by these insults.
I'm worried that Uncharted 3's most spectacular moments have all been revealed.
That's why I stopped watching the trailers.
I think it's too late already, though. You've seen the plane taking off. You've seen, you know, the plane exploding.
No, I haven't. Okay, I guess I have.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's seen that. It's on every ad. It's on your Subway cups. I don't know. It's just like... Actually, that Destructoid review really brought my hopes up because the review said... You know, just one after the other, your jaw will be on the floor and you'll be like, what the fuck? I've never seen anything like that before. And then all of a sudden something else will happen. We'll just be like, what the hell? And
so if any of you guys spoil this shit for me before I get back to America, I won't be mad.
America.
But the review also said, the review on Destructoid also said that this game has a moment in it that is undeniably one of his favorite video game moments of all time.
I'm gonna live tweet the game as I play through it, and by live tweet I mean direct message game.
I'm gonna spend money. Gabe's gonna wake up internationally. Text.
He's gonna be like, "Why do I have 400 direct messages?" No.
And the last one's just Palpatine's behind it all.
Palpatine's behind it all.
Luke and Leia are brother and sister, and Nathan Drake is their descendant, and
Palpatine's behind it all. But yeah, I mean, Uncharted 3, I can't wait, man. I just bought the special edition today, so that's cool.
Damn.
I'm gonna be sitting in my room with his belt buckle on and the ring around my neck.
I'm not sure when I'm gonna play it. Like, I've got Arkham City still sitting here because I bought that last week, and then my week got filled up and I couldn't get to it, and now Battlefield 3 is out and that's all I've been doing.
Well, you know what, Ryan? This is a game that will be short. It will be short. I think the Destructoid review said it was eight hours long, so that's half as long as Resident Evil 4, so it's not too bad. So you could, and the way this game or the Uncharted games are paced, you can get through them in like two sit downs, you know?
Yeah.
I'll do it in one.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. But and not only that, but like in tradition, you know, I did the very first Gover rated for Uncharted 2. There's no way I'm going to pass, even though it's going to be late as fuck cuz all the reviews are already out. There's no way I'm not going to review Uncharted 3. And I would like to have a partner on that review. So.
Oh, thanks.
We'll all finish it.
Anybody. We could have everybody.
You were with me when I put money down on this.
I was. Yeah.
That should be a news. I traded in Two Worlds 2.
School.
Because it was bad.
Because that game was fucking garbage. Yeah.
Okay.
I said it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is. I'll see what makes
that
you think it's going to be good.
Week.
Hey, Gabe, why don't you, like. Game. Gabe, you should drop out of school so you can review it with us.
That's a good idea.
I've never heard a better idea in my life.
Me neither. But I digress. Anybody, Uncharted 3, you want to talk about your hopes and dreams, or do you think it's going to be bad?
I want to cry when I play it.
You think the single player is going to be lackluster, but it's all about the multiplayer, so no one cares?
No, it's all about the entire game.
I'm kind of disappointed that the single player is so short.
Well, it's just...
I like the way the single player is.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm sorry, I like long games.
I think it's...
Sue me!
I don't know, Uncharted 2 was about that long, and I think Uncharted 2 was a good length. I didn't think it needed to be longer. Didn't need to be any longer than it was.
Yeah, I think I jumped into Uncharted 2 straight on hard, so I think I spent a bit longer just because I sucked. So I think that's what I'll do for this one too. Jump straight into hard mode. If I can. I hope I can.
Hey listeners. So funny story. We recorded like a 2-hour long podcast. It was really good. And as I went to edit it today, turns out we only got 44 minutes of it. So unfortunately this is where this week's episode ends. Luckily we got through the Uncharted stuff, but we did lose all of your listener mail and all the new releases stuff, but we will get to your mail next week when we talk about Modern Warfare 3 and Skyrim, and we'd love for you guys to, you know, write in what you think of those franchises or what they mean to you, or whatever you want to ask us. Any simple questions also, just write into mail@gameovernation.com. We just put up a little feature on the site, a video with Ryan in it. So yeah, go check out gameovernation.com. Love you guys, and see you next week.